Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Joined in studio this afternoon by Gary Eccles and Sam Newman. They're both counselors and therapists, licensed therapists with Cornerstone LifeWorks Counseling Services. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
It's nice to see you. Hey, let's jump right into it. I mean, Sam's been on a couple of different times. Gary's new to the program, and I want to welcome you here. I want you to feel totally comfortable just having a conversation. And we're really trying to let people know that, first of all, it's okay if you're feeling the effects of COVID. And that is not just having the virus, but that's the effects of loved ones who may be ill. That's the effects of not being with other people, being shut in, losing jobs. I mean, the whole thing. And we're going to talk about caregivers today. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that are giving care to individuals, and there's kind of stress related to that, that some people are shaking their heads that are listening to the radio. Yeah, there sure is. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we start, as we start, I want, Sam, you're the director of Cornerstone LifeWorks, and you've really opened up this service because you are talking and counseling, providing therapy to people of all faiths, all belief systems. Mm-hmm. You guys have the ability to talk to somebody about their faith, if that's something that they mm-hmm. want to talk about, and you think that that's integral to a lot of things that you do. Hence your name, Cornerstone.
Right.
There's one who is the cornerstone.
Amen.
But Sam, I want to ask you about mental health. Mm-hmm. And later on, I'm going to say, I'll say it right now, but I want to say it again. The church has not done a great job of handling people with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's improving, mm-hmm. and I think it will continue to improve. But define for us, if you would, what is mental health, mm-hmm. and what does it mean to be healthy?
Yeah, to be healthy. And that's at Cornerstone, we really want to have that spiritual focus, but not forget the overall person, you know, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual focus. But to define mental health, and it's, I think, kind of focusing that the mental just isn't in the brain. But it's really helping people to be whole body, soul, and spirit, to help people, you know, especially if they're struggling with any symptomology of depression, anxiety, anything like that. A lot of that pertains, there's different parts to a person, mm. you know, and you'll hear people talk in ways of, I'm just really frustrated with myself, you know. So there's two perspectives of person right there. And we really want to get people in to where they feel safe. You know, a big thing with mental health is feeling safe. But the definition that we, you know, at Cornerstone like to use is the context of helping people to come into that place of balance and finding that ability to be healthy when there's the storms of life crashing, you know, that ability that there is one who is always healthy, you know, and again, for our people coming in of faith, but we still at Cornerstone, the people coming in that necessarily aren't Christians per se, but we want to still have that cue from the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. that He still gives us ways to move forward. And I always say that it's, they just don't know Christ yet, you know, people coming in, but that we look to Him for healthiness. But the idea of being balanced, you know, having the balanced approach of it is, there's a chemical aspect of dopamine, serotonin, you know, neurological aspects of wiring and firing together, but really defining mental health as much more than just the brain. You know, that people feel a lot in their gut. That's the brain, the gut, the heart connection. And our goal with a lot of that is just getting people educated on themselves, on their body, you know, on what's going on, that feeling a certain way is okay, especially for men coming in, you know, because a lot of men are taught that, you know, not to feel, you know, and there's two primary.
Well, at least not to admit your feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. To compress it, to push it down. So a lot of times mental health is really being able to be vulnerable and open mm-hmm. about it. You know, that weakness isn't a bad thing. You know, it's just the profession of it, the idea of talking about it, but coming alongside one another, mm-hmm. you know, that parakletos type aspect of Holy Spirit. So within the context of really helping people, especially during these times, of being healthy, I think, is really getting in with somebody to talk about things and to be collaborative together.
Mm-hmm. So. I want to let everybody know that you can go to cornerstonelifeworks.com. I kind of like the website because mm-hmm. you have a meet the team button. Mm-hmm. And both Gary Eccles, who's in studio with us, and Sam Newman, who is the director, are on that little page. Mm-hmm. And you can see a little, you know, focus. And we'll go to Gary now and talk a little bit about Gary's focus. Gary, you really are passionate about caring for caregivers.
Yes, indeed.
Walk us through who you're talking about.
All right. A caregiver is that's a very broad term. A caregiver is one who is caring for another by choice or by default. This person can be as intimate as your spouse, a brother, a sister, an aunt or an uncle, an acquaintance. If you are significant in this person's life, you are the significant other, thereby a caregiver by default. Mm. Sometimes a caregiver by choice, but it all turns out the same. There's someone in your life who needs you and relies on you, and that's a large responsibility. The caregiver also comes in many, many forms. There's an informed caregiver who's apprised of his or her loved one's malady and thereby being equipped to do a pretty good job. But there's also a caregiver who has no idea what's going on. Something's wrong here. I don't know what it is, but I love this person. They need me. Let's see what we can do. And so that would sort of represent two individuals on opposite ends of a continuum. Mm-hmm. The informed, equipped caregiver and the one who says, I have no clue, but we have to do something here.
We visited a little bit before the program, and I shared with you that I have several friends, actually, that are caregivers for their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
A couple where their spouses have Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and they're 100% caregivers, and it's just my view. None of these individuals ever have a negative word come out of their mouth. But I can see that they're tired.
Yes.
And the fatigue. I'm really familiar with fatigue because of my athletic background. Mm-hmm. And this isn't a flattering statement, but I remember we used to say of our opponents, fatigue makes cowards of mm-hmm. people you're competing against. Mm-hmm. I would see other teams get so tired because of the defense and the pressure and all the things. Mm-hmm. We would do things mentally mm-hmm. to pressure them. We would do things physically to mm-hmm. pressure them. And they would break.
Mm-hmm.
And switching that around, I'm seeing that same kind of pattern happening in my friends who are just, they're not breaking, but they're just so exhausted, they almost can't do anything.
Yes.
And you really offer some help to people in that situation.
Yes, exhaustion is for sure a symptom of a caregiver in need. Other symptoms are anxiety, depression, frustration, misinformation, loneliness. Loneliness is very big when it comes to caregiving for a significant other in your life, because most feel alone. Who do I talk to? Who else is living the life I'm living? Who else has this burden? Very few have friends who are walking in their same shoes. So, that's why we at Cornerstone mm-hmm. are introducing a new program that we'll probably be talking about pretty soon, mm-hmm. The intent of which is to cater to that caregiver who's uninformed, depressed, lonely, desperate, anxious. And those sound like mental health symptoms.
Yes.
They are. They are.
Well, Gary, and I don't know if I'm supposed to go in this direction, yeah. so you guys might have to slap me, okay? I don't know if that's part of the therapy around here. That's what my coaches used to do.
It's a therapeutic slap.
But I'm thinking that there are professional caregivers, like nurses, for example.
Mm-hmm. True.
And they've been through a crazy time where they're working 16-hour days. Again, mm-hmm. there's that exhaustion factor. Mm-hmm. There's all the emotions of people that are getting well. And I've heard that that might be as stressful as somebody dying mm-hmm. because the stress is maybe not equal. Mm-hmm. One's positive stress and one's negative.
Yes.
But then here's the real irony to it. These caregivers, at least early in COVID, were not even allowed to go home to their families. They had to find a way to quarantine mm. away from their family. So then as soon as you said loneliness, I'm thinking there's people listening that may be isolated right now because of their vocation. Mm-hmm. And is this program going to be able to help them as well?
Yeah, no, I think that would be something definitely, because again, the symptomology is where, you know, because as a counseling clinic, and this gets into the mental health piece of it, you know, there's a medical necessity piece to it, to the symptomology of it. But as somebody stays in a sense of loneliness, a sense of compassion fatigue, that's where more of a medical diagnosis can come on if it's not taken care of. And that's where we really want to help support people. Because, again, just like in David in the Psalms, right, he would cry out, but he had the transition. He would shift. He would move, you know, from. But that's that idea of people being able to cry out, yes, that is to God for sure, but we want that be one to another. And that's where I feel like Gary really has some good experiential knowledge and experience of really helping people through those seasons, whether it be a nurse, whether it be somebody dealing with a spouse who might have some of that. But the symptomology usually is because, again, our bodies are the same. Mm. There's a higher level of cortisol, you know, adrenaline. People are usually overly caffeinated in those moments.
I know that's true in church. Yeah,
right.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, yeah. And we love our coffee, but it, again, people get to that place of out of balance. You know, so it's helping people to come back into the fold of that.
Yeah. Yes.
So, Gary, you're hoping that people will respond and they'll be able to come in and not only talk with you, but talk with other people in
yes.
the group.
Yes.
How does that work?
It's a wonderful thing. I have conducted groups such as this in the past, and these folks can hardly wait to get there because they can take a breath. They can find Christian brothers and sisters, friends who are experiencing the same thing they are. And if you can find even one person who can genuinely put their arm around you and say, I know what you're going through, that If that's all that happened in group, it would be wonderful, but a lot more happens. Primarily, that's support. In addition to information and encouragement, guidance, yes.
Gary, people that are listening right now that are going to be interested in this are trying to figure out, okay, I'm the only caregiver for my spouse who may be having dementia or some other issue, and they feel like they can never leave their house.
Mm-hmm.
They're ordering all their groceries and having them delivered. They're very rarely leaving the home unless their spouse is with them in the car, and they can't leave them anywhere and they don't want to walk around. I mean, I think there's people thinking to themselves, I've just got to endure, mm-hmm. keep doing what I'm doing. I need you to call them out. They mm-hmm. need to make a change because their own health is really at risk.
Yes, a good metaphor for what you're talking about right now is what we all experience when we fly on an airplane. First thing the stewardess says is, if we have an emergency, you get your mask on first, or you will be of no help to those around you. Same thing with caregiving. If you're not taking care of yourself, you're of no use to yourself or the one you love.
Mm. Yeah. That's good.
So I'm trying to figure out, as a father of five former small children, now all grown, thank God. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, I'm just going to throw this in. I don't know how anyone with small children is dealing with COVID. I salute you. I am thankful for you. I'm praying for you, because having small children during COVID and school age children, mm-hmm. It's just got to be one of the craziest things ever. And again, maybe some moms and dads who are caregivers for these children need to be coming to this group and talking a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, a In that sense, a caregiver is a caregiver is a caregiver. In that sense, whatever the malady is that the one you love is suffering from, whether it be a small child who hasn't learned much yet, yes. or a parent and anyone in between, yes, you can, in one sense, put them all in the same category because they need you, and you as the caregiver need to be healthy and informed and maintain your excitement and your energy and your and your desire to be a good husband, wife, caregiver.
Sam Newman and Gary Eccles are with Cornerstone LifeWorks, Christian Counseling Services here in Albuquerque. We're going to be back with Gary and Sam right after these messages. Stay with us.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Have you ever wondered why people dread buying a new car? Maybe it's because of the way they were treated in the past. Maybe they were disrespected, or maybe they were even lied to. Well, none of us can change the past, but at Power Ford, we can help you write the future. We're a different type of dealership, so you have a different type of experience. We believe in doing the right thing, building trust, and leading with our values. Faith, family, and then Ford. We're here to help. Just ask. Find your ride at mypowerford.com.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. The Krecker Law Firm.com. The CRECCA lawfirm.com.
Whether ordering delivery, takeout, or pickup, let's get out there and support our favorite restaurants. Central Grill and Coffee House, east of Rio Grande on Central, serving breakfast all day. Casa Taco, uniquely prepared craft tacos made fresh to order. Nacho Mama's Tacos. Grassburger, using 100% grass-fed beef. EatGrassburger.com. Village Pizza, two locations. Great homemade pizza, the best ingredients. They need us, and truth be told, we need them. Bon appetit.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
At the hands of our engineer, Steve Ryman, what a job. He brings us back on the air on time, every time. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you very much. Want to remind everybody to call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. Call them at 836-5700, or you can reach Ben Lucero and his team at Indigo Mortgage at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Sam Newman, Gary Eccles, Cornerstone LifeWorks in studio this afternoon. With all the stress, Sam, that we're talking about, can you give us a couple tips on some things that can keep us from developing mental health?
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, in the context of just...
Now, you can't say never go on the radio. Right, that wouldn't be one you can include.
No, we want to we want to encourage. But that context of, you know, helping people to have kind of a rhythm, kind of a flow, because, again, COVID, you know, we thought was going to last this short-term thing. It's this extenuating, you know, aspect of things. And, again, we don't know really the effects of that just yet. But to help people get to a place where they can... you know, have some expectation of what their day can look like. So, if, you know, in the aspect of dailies, you know, kind of the context of having some scheduled things that people can do. And especially with, you know, depending on if somebody's working at home or if their kids are schooling at home, you know, and just as things transition into 2021 more and more, being able to schedule things, you know, being able to, especially if people can get up in the morning out of bed at a certain time and keep that a daily routine. Routines are awesome for people because we're very methodical, just as human beings. The challenge when we're not scheduled and not methodical, you're still scheduled and methodical, but not in good things.
So I'm thinking, though, if you're really feeling depressed, you don't want to get out of bed.
Right.
But they can get out of bed.
Yes.
And they need to get
out of
bed.
They need to get out of bed. Yeah. And that's the space of, you know, obviously, you know, if you need, obviously, additional services because there could be something else going on, you know, so it could be getting with a medical provider. Obviously counseling, but like you're just saying, if somebody programs into themselves and tells themselves, I can't get out of bed, that's that programming piece. And then in that, you know, Christ-filled focus, we want to make sure, are we taking that thought captive and really engaging the Holy Spirit of, is this true? You know, and like we had spoken about before, of that false evidence appearing real. If somebody's willing to really look into that, the fear is really, you know, the context of the rest of the day, or there's something overhanging, or whatever it might be, you know, the situation, the storms of life. So it's really helping to encourage people to call peace to that storm, you know. And I love Jesus sleeping in the bottom of the boat, right? But disciples come to him, he's like, why didn't you call peace to it? So it is helping people to really be empowered to seek the identity that is already theirs in Christ, to really call forth that aspect of who they are. And that's that cornerstone, and I know Gary as well, it's really helping people to believe in what they've already got. It's inside them. So whenever they wake up in the morning, the start of the daily is giving gratitude, saying thank you, you know, for waking up, you know, and really having that daily routine. And I fully support and encourage people to get a visible calendar to hang on the wall, not just our phones and our calendars that we've got digitally, but have something that they can see on the wall visually to give them some motivation to schedule time, to schedule things that we do, you know, because when we have a scheduled vacation, those are things that we look forward to.
Yes.
But throw some COVID in there, it really disrupted, I think, a lot of people's schedules.
So. Yeah, and I can't help but think about there may be a good time of day to do a Zoom call with one of your elderly parents. Might be early in the morning.
Right. Exactly.
Because that'll encourage them and that'll encourage you. I mean, just little things.
Just little things.
Yeah. So, Gary, let's go now to people that maybe want to get involved with this group that you're putting together. And how often would they meet, and how do they get in touch with Cornerstone LifeWorks to get involved with it?
Yes. Well, first let me say that we're ready for you.
Okay.
We are ready for you. The contact is the front office. The phone number is on our website.
345-2778.
There it is. And they'll take good care of you in the front office. Good care of you. They'll take you by the hand from that point and lead you on until you end up in this group. And I like what you said a minute ago, Sam, about something to anticipate, a routine, something that's solid in your life. This group becomes that. This group becomes that for the caregiver. They look forward to the following week. We meet once a week.
Okay.
The syllabus is ready. The curriculum is established. It's a 7-week experience. And it's something that is easy to get into. There is no reason to be nervous.
Gary, what would be one of the first things we'd learn about ourselves being involved in the group?
That you're no longer alone. You're no longer alone. And you will gain strength from the fact that all the other folks in the room or on the Zoom call, however this shakes out, is struggling like you are. And their heart is for you. And you'll find camaraderie and fellowship and encouragement. You'll find all the things that you've been starving for as that lonely, relatively informed caregiver. Yes.
I'll ask this of either one of you. How do you know if you're experiencing depression? I mean, maybe you've always been that way. Right. And maybe it is depression, but how would you know?
It's a normal. What do you think, Gary? You want to bat that one?
How do you know if you're depressed? Well, it's depressing, first of all.
No, but you know what? I think about some people that I know that have what we learned in. I have a really advanced psychology education. You know, high school we talked about. Right. You know, I remember talking about melancholy personalities and different things, and I can't help but think that a lot of people have been depressed for many years. You know, science is really advanced. I mean, we've taken people away from, you know, being captive by bipolar disorder and clinical depression so they can actually function and get things done. And what's interesting to me is you have these fabulous artists, fabulous athletes, fabulous whatever. And then you find out these people are experiencing clinical depression.
Right.
And boy, how much more could they have done?
Right.
If they had a handle on that. So I guess I was asking, how do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's that space. Gary, like Gary said, it is depressing, but the context of gaining awareness, you know, and we've got a bunch of different, you know, protocols to follow, you know, assessments and stuff to fill out, because once you start answering these questions, do you ever feel this? You know, at times, how many times a week do you feel this? You know, maybe consumption of alcohol or whatever that might be, because we find that a lot of people are medicating, and it could be in, you know, food or substance or TV or even just addiction to, say, a screen, you know, gaming. And interesting enough, during COVID, adult gaming, you know, PS5, Xbox, all these types of things has increased tenfold. You know, now virtual reality has really come out, which are, these are not bad things, but by in themselves, but again, balance. So it's really helping that aspect of somebody, like you're saying, that is maybe super achieving. You know, say it could be wealth, it could be achievements, but there's this sense when they're alone, you know, late at night, especially men, you know, of being that place of vulnerability, you know, and that's where in these groups or if somebody's coming to individual counseling, whatever it might be, it's that space to be able to have a safe place to come to. Because a lot of people that are just putting on that mask, which is really interesting during COVID that we're wearing masks, you know, we're hoping, you know, in the context of services that we can provide, but to be that space where people can come in and really express what they've been feeling, you know, like a David and back in that Psalms aspect, to find that shift for them. Because what we're really finding, especially like you're talking about the athletes, with COVID really limiting a lot of that, people's identity has been rocked, or what they thought was their identity.
Oh, I can imagine that we have high school seniors that are experiencing so much stress and so much disappointment, and they feel just empty because, you know, they've worked their whole lives for their senior year in athletics, or their senior year in band, or, you know, whatever. I know some artists at Hope Christian School that prepare all year for this art show that they do every March or April, and that was canceled last year, and I can only pray that it's going to be available this year. And when I talk about art, I'm not talking about stick figures like Jim Williams did. I'm talking about art that literally is going to hang on somebody's wall, and somebody's going to pay some serious money for it. That's how talented a lot of these people are. And it's almost like the talent or the ability that they have is opposite proportionally to the amount of depression they feel.
So true,
Jim. Is that
true? That's very true, Jim. I have a live example for you. Successful airline supervisor, the actual go-to person in the in that environment. If there's a problem, this is your go-to person. High-functioning, problem-solving, rapid thinking, multitasking, comes home, crashes on the couch, tearful, can't have any conversation, can't have any noise, just totally shut down. And that transformation happens in just a few minute drive home.
And you can help people work through that and get back. So we talked a little bit about what depression was. What's normalcy? What's healthy?
And that I think is that context of being able to maybe have that moment of expression, but getting back to a level of functioning, you know, that somebody is okay in their own skin, you know, because it's always interesting, pray for your enemy, right? But sometimes we're our own worst enemy. So I think people have a hard time with being a little, and maybe we can even define it as being a little selfish. You know, they're giving so much to everybody else, but then what about them? You know, but just helping people to, again, to find that outlet, that relief. And that's where with Gary, you know, and the group that he's going to be leading for these caregivers, we might find in some of that aspect that maybe people want to seek something individually as well to get a little bit more one-on-one. So those are services that it can kind of be, you know, kind of a full aspect that Cornerstone can provide. Or if we find that there needs to be something different or available that we don't provide. We have, again, relationships around town. But again, the person coming in, we want them to, I think the biggest piece is helping them to be seen. You know, not just for their performance or their things that they do, because we're human beings, right? It's for who they are.
Well, and there's other aspects to this, too. It's not just them as individuals. This might be a married man And whatever the issues are, maybe depression or anxiety or some of these other symptoms, their experience is affecting their marriage.
Right.
And Cornerstone LifeWorks can provide some counseling services for the man and the woman, and maybe even their children.
Right.
And then you can be part of this group with Gary. So, I mean, there's it kind of encompasses the entire family. And you can address, you know, all of these different issues.
Yep.
We're going to say thank you to our commercial sponsors. They really do amazing things for us, allowing us to have programs like this and inform the public. And we're always constantly talking about services and ministries and things in our community that help us stay healthy and bring our community together. Sam Newman, Gary Eccles with Cornerstone LifeWorks. We'll have more from them right after these messages. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
I know you really don't want to, but we need to talk about porn.
For Family Life Blended, here's Ron Deal.
Porn is everywhere. First exposure for many kids is age 4. Around 65% of young adult men use it once a week. One-third of web users are women. Teens and young adults are twice as likely to rank not recycling as more immoral than viewing porn. So no matter your age or family situation, this affects all of us. And research shows there are a lot of effects. Spiritual, relational, emotional, intellectual, social, even neurological effects on users and those around them. So put an arm around someone, maybe yourself, and say, listen up. Because I care about you, let's talk about this. For Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
What goes around comes around. Dr. Tony Evans says it's more than just a saying, it's a spiritual principle. He'll explain why as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
All God's rules are good, but this is numero uno. This is the chief rule that brings together all the other rules when it comes to relationships. He says you are to love your neighbor as yourself. Love is to compassionately and responsibly and righteously seek the well-being of another. That's biblical love. You are to love your neighbor in light of what you expect to receive for you. In other words, it's a boomerang principle. When you relate to somebody else properly without illegitimate distinctions, you have set yourself up for God to come back to you with the very thing you handed out. You see, a lot of people, God, why don't you answer my prayer? Because he says, I saw your action. And I saw you want me to give you what you're unwilling to give somebody else, and it don't work like that. The boomerang principle must be operating. That's why Luke 6:38 says, give and it, the thing you gave, will boomerang back to you. So the question is, if you want it, you better give it. Because a lot of us are calling on God to do stuff he's never going to do. Because he sees what we do to others illegitimately against the wrong standard.
If it's time for you to change standards, check out Tony's CD series, U-Turn, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
You beat this time.
Wait, what are you doing?
Reset.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't really ready. So I wanted to start over.
But that's the fourth time.
I can't help it if I want to have the perfect game.
Have you ever had days when you wanted to hit the reset button on your life? The Bible says it is possible. Billy Graham explains.
Jesus said it's possible to live a new life and start over again. With all the mistakes and failures and sins behind you. But you must be born again. Would you like to have a new heart, a new spirit, a new attitude, a new home, a new person. Surrender your life to Christ by repentance and faith.
Want to learn more about starting over as you start the new year? Check out findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. And it's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly and her team at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book. 342-8100 or reach Holly on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. We really appreciate all of our sponsors. These people are just, I mean, Holly and Dave have been sponsoring programming here for 20 plus years. Awesome. I mean, I can't thank them enough. And then they also serve, Holly also is the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. They provide food for kids in Albuquerque on the weekends. And,
that's great.
You know, as you guys talk about stress and you talk about anxiety, I'm just profoundly aware of all the different ministries and caregivers that are
the body.
Yeah, the body's out there doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when you're a caregiver, you may think you're invincible and not affected by stress and long hours. And maybe you didn't eat today because you were too busy helping people. And all of this stuff takes a toll, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Sam Newman, you're the director of Cornerstone LifeWorks, and Gary is a licensed medical counselor. He's put together this group of what do you say, Gary? These are an overlooked community of caregivers.
Yes, an overlooked community. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that really is true. People that are, you know, caring for a spouse with Alzheimer's or caring for a special needs child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a gentleman that visited with me yesterday, and their son is just doing fabulously. But he's had some different things. I've got a number of friends that have children with Asperger syndrome. There's just different things that go on. I, for a long time, was making myself available. I haven't gotten any calls. I didn't take myself off the list, but. My fourth child, she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when she was 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I made myself available. I was terrified when that first happened. I thought, oh God, how can this happen? And I was shattered. But I soon found out that, she was not only going to be healthy, but she just had a different routine. And now she's 22 years old, toughest person that I know, mentally and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Had a high school, great athletic success in high school and college and academic success. She's now her master's degree and she's overseas, doing that. So, I say all of that because I was making myself available to parents that would find out their child has type 1 diabetes and they just wanted to cry. It was a major trauma. And I would just go and speak with them and talk with them and tell them a story and literally in minutes. You could just see their countenance change.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I know the value of counseling and professional counseling. So, Sam, let's talk about does health insurance and that type of thing help pay for services with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah. They, you know, within the context of we always encourage people to call in. But then the front office, we've got those, I've referred to them before as genius rocks by. And then I know even some of the churches around town are helping with some of those costs.
And your team walks them through mm-hmm. all of that.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing too. It, you know, cause sometimes whenever you, insurance is just, it's difficult sometimes to have, okay, well, what are my benefits? And that's where the front office can certainly help, but at least to get them or, you know, they can make the call or to make the call with them. Sometimes we even do three-way call to call the insurance and see what actually the plan provides. That might be involving like a deductible, you know, copay type situation. Once in a while, you know, the insurance, they might not have mental health insurance benefits. So we do a reduced, cash pay type rate, sliding scale type rate. And the goal being that anybody that's coming in, if somebody's got a heart to part of their counseling, which I know it's kind of weird to say that, but if somebody's not just checking the box of, yeah, I went to counseling and it didn't work, or I went, you know, and it's this idea of helping them to really know that if they come in and they want help, we will do our best to get that facilitated. Because when somebody buys into their counseling, sky's the limit.
Yeah. You know, it changes their life.
Yeah. Definitely.
Completely.
Definitely.
Gary, probably oversimplified, but do mental health issues go away on their own if you don't address them?
I know of two ways that mental health issues go away on their own. One would be the rapture, and another would be when that date comes, our predestined date to end our journey in this world and go home. Those are the only two ways I know of this mental health problems going away on their own. Beyond that, they don't weigh on their own. However, we are blessed to live in the age that we live in, this 21st century, because just a quick, brief, little bit, is someone who is really spiritually minded that he knew. And then a guy named Sigmund Freud came along. He thought he had some good ideas, but that at least launched an investigation into basic human behavior. It's become a virtual science. It's called secular psychology. There's another category called Christian psychology, and yet a third called biblical therapy and psychology. A biblical therapist only opens God's word, doesn't refer to anything other than God's word. A Christian therapist uses God's word, but also utilizes this science that's been developed over the last several years. Yes.
And this is where we were talking about the church maybe spiritualizing somebody's depressed or whatever, not really taking into account that there's a medical condition.
Right. Correct.
And now the church has figured that out.
Yes, just like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. We all have similar wiring. We are all unique individuals, but we all have a brain. We all have the same components. Yeah. So, yes, it can be managed, especially here in the 21st century, because we have so many resources now, right. So many resources. So it might seem daunting, but mental health is approached one little step at a time, just like the Lord only asks us to walk with him one step at a time. That's how you walk your way into and through and hopefully out of mental health issues, is one little bit at a time, manageable. You can chew on it and digest it and get the nutrients from it before you have to take your next bite.
Yes. Good word. I'm thinking that there's pastors. That are just constantly doing everything in a small church. They're counseling.
Caregiving.
They're caregiving. They're running food over to people. They're doing this. They're doing that. Right. And they may be experiencing some depression. They may be experiencing, maybe they're just exhausted. I don't know. I mean, I everybody that I see today during COVID is just fatigued.
Yeah. And what you're talking about, that's back to that, you know, mental health, defining it, that there's that body piece to it. And in America, I think America is just one of those, you know, our social media and this whole perception that everything's fine. But when you can see fatigue on somebody, bags under their eyes, you know, whatever it might be, or just dissociation, and they're telling you they're fine, that's where it's really going to that next level of vulnerability. And just, I love how Jesus goes low to wash people's feet. Mm. You know, wow. I mean, just there's a transitional thing that somebody did physically. So that ability to approach somebody, hey, I know you said you're fine, but are you really fine? Like, what does that mean? And that's those conversations, you know, and I love there's a term called compassionate inquiry. And it's that ability, because compassion is much, much different than sympathy. Compassion is an inward movement, even in your gut, in your bowel, like to where you feel that. And that's where, you know, us with what Gary had mentioned about Christian counseling, we definitely practice evidence-based counseling, you know, the mental health, the idea of the studies, you know, and it's advanced so much more past Freud, you know, yeah. And in that context, but the mental neurobiological, you know, aspects of the wiring and the firing, so that people can really have that pause for a moment and really express that they're not fine, that it's okay. It's that, but that we're going to help you get through, because it's always awesome how it's on the other side of that storm is what everybody wants, you know, that desire that they've had, but the fear, you know, so it's really helping people to know that within the resource of relationship and community, you know, that it's available.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. And being in a group, and being facilitated by a professional mental health counselor has got to be really beneficial. I mean, there's so many examples. I mean, I know Alcoholics Anonymous mm-hmm. has proven that interacting with other people that are dealing with the same thing. And I know a couple of AA people that are really focused on Jesus in their meetings, not just an all-powerful right. being. They've really taken that to a different level. But I want to address addictions, because some of these things that we do when we're depressed and stuff are offshoots, probably not the right word, additional, they become additional problems, mm-hmm. you know, addictions. And I know we talked about pornography at one time, mm-hmm. Sam, and you talk about wiring and rewiring. One thing I never knew is that when you are involved in pornography, you might think that it's just you and your computer. But what's happening is your brain is actually getting rewired. Your interactions with your wife are going to be mm-hmm. completely different because of that addiction, and you don't even know it. You don't mm-hmm. even realize that you're harming your whole family. And how fast can you be healed when you come forward with those kinds of things? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. Yeah. That whole pornography thing is a show, Sam, that I want to do with you, because mm-hmm. it's becoming more and more prevalent because of the internet. But today I just want to focus on these caregivers. And I want to again, Gary, paint the picture for us of what happens and what can people talk about in this group.
Yes. Now you're at the first phase, if you will, of a group forming is to get to know one another. You become friends. And an advantage that I don't want to overlook is the fact that I serve as a Christian counselor. So I, as Sam was saying, I utilize all the science that has been provided and is to our benefit, as long as it aligns with God's word. And it's amazing that if Freud would have read the Bible, he could have really expedited his thing. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit, we have to talk about the Holy Spirit when we talk about Christian counseling and therapy and recovery. Mm-hmm. All the words we've used. The Holy Spirit is the sponsor and author and deliverer of all those things. So, to answer your question, Jim, in group, there will be prayer, there will be honesty, there will be transparency, there will be safety. It's a safe place. And reliance upon the counselor who indwells our very hearts and minds. So the focus will be utilizing the guidance of the Holy Spirit as we march through the proven methods of group therapy. Tried and true, but when you add the Holy Spirit, you get discernment and you get insight and you get brave when you're when you don't feel brave. Mm-hmm. You can become meek when you need to be meek and you're not normally meek. Mm-hmm. All of one's needs in a group are met when you pray and you use the Bible. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's what a group would look like. There's structure, of course. It's all here in the syllabus and in the curriculum. No surprises. You show up having done your homework. You know what the group routine is going to be. So it's something that you feel safe doing.
Mm-hmm. Sam, you told me something when I first met you. This was some months ago. Mm-hmm. That one of the differences that Cornerstone Life Works perpetuates is you're not perpetuating counseling.
Right.
You're perpetuating healing.
Right.
And I know so many counseling services mm-hmm. that perpetuate more counseling. Mm-hmm. And really, if you're doing your job, you're working yourself out of a job.
Out of a job, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal of being, you know, again, we've all got some clients that, you know, it gets to the point in counseling sometimes where it's kind of this social friendship, you know, that you
Yeah, you want to keep seeing each other.
But in that context, too, the medical necessity of it, you know, and again, we don't want to negate relationship, but it is helping that person have the courage to go out now and be the light, you know, make more friends because there's other people that need relationship. Yeah. But in that context, when we're focused on healing, is really helping people, even if we come in with a diagnosis, that diagnosis doesn't determine your identity. Mm. You know, and there was a guy in town that I loved hearing from him. His son had a pretty severe learning disability. His wife died from cancer. He had some health conditions. And it was always interesting talking to him because he had such this staunch aspect of who he was in Christ. Anytime you talked about these modalities, and like, how are you doing? He's like, well, what's that got to do with it? It was just this context where it was the storms of life, but he had such an identity of it was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know? So that space of us doing counseling, it is helping people through the seasons, but that season doesn't define the person. Mm-hmm. So it's really helping that person to come in with that sense of hope. Mm-hmm. But the hope aspect is always born out of some type of calamity, you know, some type of storm in life, but doing that together. And if you think about that enemy that we all face, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to isolate, mm-hmm. but we're pushing back on that and saying, no, mm-hmm. yeah. come together. So that's the hope.
I want to encourage our listeners to go to cornerstonelifeworks.com, click on Meet Our Team. Mm-hmm. You're going to see Gary Eccles and you're going to see Sam Newman there. And just a little bit about them, just a brief blurb. Mm-hmm. Say that 10 times mm-hmm. fast. The counselor I want to see is Evie.
Miss Evie, she's our Labradoodle, resident Labradoodle therapist. And she's what I call my pre-therapist. Or I could be the pre-therapist maybe, but I'll let her out in the waiting room and she goes around like the Walmart greeter. and sometimes there's even requests of clients that aren't even mine. Is Evie here? Can I have some time with Evie?
Yeah.
But she's funny now because people are bringing her treats.
Oh.
One of the counselors, he drives a Harley and I think she hears him coming up Osuna. Before he even gets into the building because she gets excited and I have to let her out of the room. But yes, please come in and we are, you know, animal friendly and because again, that's back to that nature piece. God wants us to be involved. Mm-hmm. So that dog has really brought a lot of life to the office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the personalities. You've got mm-hmm. different people, different yep. backgrounds. We've learned a little bit about Gary today, mm-hmm. but you've got people that have served in the United States military, mm-hmm. both men and women.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's all kinds of things that are veterans. By the way, I just want to communicate to everybody. We appreciate your service. We thank you for your service. And everybody who hasn't served, we all need to make sure we take care of the people who have.
Amen. Well, and talk about some caregivers.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that space of, yes, we, you know, within the, and again, going to the meat of the team and, you know, within the counselors, military experience, some that just see, you know, not necessarily just see, but specialize in women's issues, men's issues, you know, that are based in more family-type approach counseling therapies, marital-type therapies. And that's in context, I don't know if we made mention of it, with this group coming on that Gary's doing, as well as services that Cornerstone provides. That can be both telehealth video session, as well as in person. So if somebody is a caregiver and they just, they don't have the ability to leave the home, it can be maybe a telehealth option that they can Zoom in.
Yeah.
But I would want that to still be, we want to see those faces, but physically, you know, and again, COVID time, right? We can do a fist bump, but to physically be in the room with somebody. So, but that is an option if that's a need be for people.
Yeah. So. Yeah. What are healthcare professionals saying about COVID? I mean, we think that we're going to get closer to something resembling pre-COVID by the summer. I mean, or is it just too hard to say?
From my hearing reports, and I'm married to a nurse, and then we have a bunch of doctor friends, and, but I think it's still wait and see, and just how things kind of go. But the idea of really staying in it and staying in that hope, and that's what we are providing in-person services so that people can feel. And again, we want to do that safely. If somebody needs, telehealth, that's fine, but masks and those types of things. But from what I hear, there's the hope of kiddos going back to school soon. Mm-hmm. But bless all the teachers and just getting that going, as things kind of go through. So just wisdom and how to do that.
Well, I mentioned earlier my extensive training in psychology. So I did want to make one suggestion to Cornerstone Life Works. You guys are already laughing. I think we need to put up a hoop in the parking lot. I think all your clients need to be shooting free throws.
Amen. I'm looking. I wish that it was just Cornerstone Life Works in that development, because I would have a hoop up right now.
Sam's got a hoop in his office.
I do have a hoop.
Hey, see? Over the trash can?
There's one on the door. The back wall. It's an actual hoop. So,
wow. Yeah.
And anyone can dunk on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone.
Yeah.
That would be special. I asked my friend John yesterday, who was on the show. I said, he was saying something about being renewed and regenerated at 65. And I said, well, I'm 63, so does that mean I'll be able to dunk when I'm 65? And he said, well, you couldn't dunk when you were 25.
But there's that place in Christ, Abraham, being renewed.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I one of my shows I did earlier in the week, I had Coach Jim Murphy and Coach Lon Perry, both basketball coaches. Jim's the athletic director at Hope Christian School, just talking about the effects of no activities, no athletics for both public school and private school kids. I know, again, Sally Marcus, brilliant young woman directing the New Mexico Activities Association. Sally's got to be one of the most creative sports lovers in the world. She can come up with any idea about how to run a cross-country meet safely, I promise you.
Right.
And I feel badly, and again, I'm not overtly criticizing, but it doesn't seem like the governor's been engaged in a conversation. Because if you just listen to Sally for 5 minutes, trust me, you're going to figure, hey, this is a safe way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring that up because there is a tremendous amount of stress. I know kids that have been successful musicians, haven't been able to have concerts.
Mm-hmm.
People are coming up with ways to stream, all these different things. Well, guys, we've blown through an hour. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you, Gary. It's a pleasure. Gary Eccles, Cornerstone Life Works, and the director, Sam Newman. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.